A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. No, a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Caiaphas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The word of the Lord. Their message goes out through all the earth. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you also know my Father. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, If I've been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feasts of St. James and Philip. And they were apostles of Christ, of course. And here we hear in the Gospel what Jesus says to us. If we believe in him, we will do what he did. And far greater than these. So what Jesus is saying, that a follower of him will do all the works he did, but even greater ones that Jesus did. How can you do greater works than Jesus did? Because I go to the Father. And so what that means is that though he's with the Father, he's also within us. And if we get out of the way, it's Jesus who brings the great works amongst us in our lives. But again, as I've said a billion times, 5 billion times, who knows how many, if we stop focusing on ourselves for more than 5 minutes and our selfishness and our sinfulness and our weakness and how bad we are and how weak we are and how we can't do this, just 5 minutes to get over ourselves and focus on the power of Jesus Christ. So we don't make Jesus Christ a liar, right? When you and I are only focusing on ourselves, on our weakness, and we're only looking at ourselves, then Jesus is a liar here in this scripture. Oh, I can't do what Jesus did. Oh, I can't do greater works than Jesus did. Who am I? You are a disciple of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ lives inside of you and inside of me, and we got to get out of the way and stop being focused on ourselves. Our holiness, our lack of holiness, this just got to happen. 95, 98, 99% of Catholics are only focused on themselves. That's why we're not bringing the power of God into this earth. Because if we're focused on ourselves, we're not focused on Him and His power. We need to change our focus and let Him live inside of us and do His mighty works through us and in us. But it starts with us focusing on Him, not ourselves. May each of us know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they wouldn't be focused on themselves and their positions and who they are. They would only focus on Jesus and who Christ is within them. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all world leaders. They would work for peace and for justice. We pray to the Lord. Pray for more vocations of the priesthood and religious life, especially from our parish. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our servicemen and women who fight for